Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about masks. And I know you're going to think, like, there's a lot of controversy around the world about masks and the uses of masks and, like, how masks are there to control us, blah, blah, blah. I'm not looking into the political things about masks or, like, all the conspiracy behind it. That is not my point here. My point is that I have noticed for myself that I'm not particularly good at being in crowds of people for long periods of time. What happens to me is, even if I'm not talking to anyone, if I'm just in a crowd of people, for example, if I'm taking a subway or a train where there's like people all around me all the time, just being in that vicinity of a lot of people for a long period of time drains me. And I don't know what it's all about, like, because I'm not actually even talking to them. I probably even have headphones on or I'm reading my own thing. Just perhaps listening to them, being around their energy, all of the different energies intermingling together. It's just draining, right? And so if I'm walking, so for me, I've noticed when I walk downtown Toronto, because I'm in Toronto right now, and I walk downtown Toronto, I might not be even around someone. I might be walking by myself. I have my headphones on. I have my baseball cap on. And I'm good to go, and no one's talking to me, I'm still drained after it, right? I like it because, you know, it's nice to be in such a beautiful city and, you know, to, like, roam around, to walk around on sidewalks without worrying about cars hitting me as I would in Bali. But still, at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, I just want to sit in my room by myself without anyone around, and I just want to recuperate myself. I want to rejuvenate myself, right? And so what I've actually started noticing is that as soon as I started wearing a mask, and it's not mandatory, obviously, anymore. A lot of people do still wear a mask depending on their preferences. If you go to Asia, a lot of people are wearing masks still. It's just the way it is. And especially if you're sick, you wear a mask. That's just how it is in Asia. But I have noticed for myself like that I've started carrying a mask around with me, not because of protection from viruses or whatever. Yes, that's a great like side bonus, but for me the reality of it is like when I am kind of like, you know, when my face is covered like this somehow, I don't know why it is that I feel protected somehow. I feel like I'm in a womb space. I feel like I have my protective blanket around me, right? And so they can only see like part of my face. Like I don't have to worry a lot about my expressions. I don't have to worry about like what should I be smiling right now. Because I'm sitting on a subway station, I'm looking at this person, I hope they're not thinking I'm looking at them. You know, all these random thoughts are going in my head, and like my mouth, like my face, probably has lots of random expressions. But with a mask on, I could just be thinking whatever I want, and it doesn't matter. Like, you know, no one can see, you know, what I'm thinking, or if I'm smiling, or if I start laughing randomly as I do over a random joke that I have in my head, or if I'm reading a manga and I start laughing at it. You know, it doesn't matter. I could do that because I'm covered. My mask is protecting me. I don't have to worry about people looking at me and thinking, hey, what's wrong with this girl? and I'm sure a lot of people still think that. But because I have this mask on me, I kind of feel like, oh, you're good. Yeah, that's okay. I'm cool. I'm protected. I'm fine. Nothing to worry about. And I do notice that if I do that, if I wear a mask in public, so if I'm in like a subway station and like I'm or going through the subway or going downtown Toronto, I'm just wearing a mask. It extends the period of time that I can be outdoors in a crowd of people by a lot. I would say by 50% even, right? Like I can go longer in a crowd of people. I can be longer outside without worrying about things, without feeling drained, without feeling like, oh my God, this is exhausting. I can't do it anymore. So it kind of extends the period of time that I can be outside. Now, of course, a lot of times if I'm walking with a person, I can't really do that. Unless, you know, there's pollution outside and I can use an excuse or, you know what, I'm worried about the pollution. Sometimes I do that. A lot of times I can't. and so it's not like something that you can use all the time. But this is definitely a tip or a trick that you could use as an introvert when you're roaming around the world, wearing a mask to protect yourself, not from germs, side bonus, great, good. Not from pollution, side bonus, awesome, perfect. The thing that is going to protect you is from social drain, the drain of energy that happens for an introvert when they're around people for a long period of time and do not have a chance to recharge themselves, right? And a lot of times you need to be in a group of people, like perhaps you're in a conference room or you're at a conference, a trade conference, or you're in a meeting all day long, or whatever it might be. You know, there's some scenarios where you just have to be around people. You can't do anything about it. And in a lot of cases, you can just wear a mask nowadays because actually it's more acceptable now. And you can be like, well, I have a cold or I'm worried about something. The air quality is not that great. Whatever, you know, make up whatever you want, excuse. A lot of times you won't even have to make up an excuse. So people are just so used to people wearing masks, it's fine, right? And so you have that and it'll give you that added bonus of like additional time. It's like all those mangas I read, all those like video games you play where you kind of get like an upgrade, a mana upgrade, you know, an energy upgrade, or you get an extra life because you did this or that. I feel like wearing a mask in public for an introvert is like that mana upgrade. It's like that energy upgrade or that life upgrade. It kind of gives you a little bit of extra boost where you can kind of go in and be like, all right, yes, I can do this. I have the energy to take on the world right now for a little bit longer than I would normally, right? Now, of course, I don't know if it's going to work for everyone. I do believe that it, like, if it works for me, that a lot of introverts are going to find it useful as well. But I would love it if a lot of you would message me and let me know if you've used this technique and if it's worked for you in the past, or if you plan on using it, let me know if that, you know, if you tried it and it worked for you, that'd be great as well. But I do believe that as an introvert in this world, we live in an extroverted world. And so I have realized that, you know, we cannot expect the world to mold around us because it's not an introvert world. It's an extroverted world right now and forever. And in the pandemic, it was a little bit different perhaps, but even like it's gone back. Like it's like so extroverted now. Everyone just wants to be outside and roam around, especially because of the pandemic, they couldn't do that. And so we need to fit ourselves into that extroverted world. And I feel like we need to build our own toolkit in order to do that. They're not going to fit themselves to us. We have to fit ourselves to them. And the way you can do that is, you know, like tools that I've already mentioned some of them before, like headphones. Having like earphones on or headphones on really, really helps because like it drowns out all of the ambient noises, all the other noises around you. And then so you can kind of focus on yourself, or you can be within yourself in like little cocoon space of music. Baseball cap for me helps me a lot as well because it kind of like shades my eyes a bit and kind of protects me somehow and shades my face a bit as well, so people can't really see me, and so I feel like a little bit protected that way. A mask is great as well, as I said, you know, really protects you, like you're like covered, and so they can't really see what's going on with you. You could be staring at people and no one will know. Sunglasses, I know we mentioned that before as well. A lot of you use sunglasses in order to cover your eyes, and so that kind of protects you as well. I've also mentioned silk clothing. So silk has been told, is really good at protecting your energy from outside sources, especially negative energies. So any kind of silk, like undergarments or a silk vest or undershirt, or even silk clothing in general, is a good idea as well to have on if you're really going into a scenario where you need extra protection. Now, of course, if you're into spiritual stuff, you know, you can use crystals. There are so many crystals out there that can help you protect yourself from that. If you want me to do a video on that, I can do that. But I know a lot of you don't believe in it, so I'm not going to push my views on you. So just do what you can to fit yourself into this extroverted world. Like, it is, as I said, our prerogative to fit ourselves into this world, because they're not going to do it for us, right? And so you have to do what you can. I hope this makes sense. If you have any questions, obviously let me know. I'm here to answer anything. And I know you've asked me about a couple of questions about online money making and things like that, and so I will do a video on that soon. I just really wanted to do this one because I've been thinking about it, and I just want to get it out there. Anyways, let me know if you have questions or comments. I'd love to hear from all of you. And again, thank you so much for being on my channel. I really appreciate it. And I will see you the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.